My name's Sarah Lewis Newton, and I'm one of the members of the library team here at the School of Tropical Medicine. And one of the things that I do here is I look after the archives of, you know, the important science and scientists.
What a job that is.
It's a brilliant job. Never a dull moment. I get asked all sorts of weird questions, and it was a weird question that probably led me to learn more about Olwyn Evans. She came to work at the School of Tropical Medicine in 1918. She was drafted in from Manchester University, where she'd just finished her master's, recommended to Prof Newstead, who was the head of entomology here, the Prof of Entomology, as someone who'd be really good. At that time, obviously, it was before the armistice, so it was in April 1918, and there weren't so many candidates for the job then, so they were happy when this woman turned up, and they gave her the job pretty much on spec. She was a brilliant entomologist and a brilliant illustrator. And the image that we've got in front of us is of a massive mosquito, and she used it for her teaching.
How did it work? She would look through a microscope at a mosquito, and then she would meticulously draw. But the level of detail and the attention to detail on this is incredible, isn't it?
It certainly is. I mean, they didn't have the same, you know, level of being able to take the very fine images on something electronic that we do now. But again, still during their training, I think most entomologists and most scientists are encouraged to draw what they see through the microscope.
How did it help other people?
Well, she became a specialist. She didn't like the word expert. Everybody at the School of Tropical Medicine at that point was encouraged to call themselves a specialist, because they knew when they were going out to different places, they weren't the expert in what was happening in the field. They were specialists that were coming in to help. And she had two major trips abroad, one in 1925 when she was in Sierra Leone, where we had a lab out in Freetown, and she worked there for 4 or 5 months.
Is this when she jumped on the mail plane?
No, that was later on. That was when she, in 1936, when she went back as under a Leverhulme grant. Again, Leverhulme had a history with LSTM as well. And she was jumping on the mail plane that was in Uganda.
So the illustrations, and particularly this, I wonder how many students and how many people who went on further in their own fields use this, because it's so, you know, the detail is so good. I mean, that is an incredible piece of work. And it's not just a picture, this, is it?
No, it's definitely a piece of art. I think lots of scientists will, particularly in the entomology field, will have read the books that she's written, particularly when they're studying, and will perhaps know of her name. But it's testament to her and her skill that this image still exists, yeah. And the images that are in the other images that we have from her in the archive are still there. It's a testament to her skill as an artist and as a scientist.
So you could still use this as a piece of educational work today. You could put this in a classroom today and it would stand up.
Absolutely. I mean, we still have a book that she wrote in our library collection, so, and it's still used now, so it stands up with anything that's more modern, yeah.
What became of her?
Unfortunately, she died when she was only 42, which seems strange because that's the age I am now. And to think that she did so much during her life, went here, there and everywhere, produced this amazing artwork, and she still died really young. She worked really, really hard in 1936 when she came back from Kenya and from Uganda. She had all of the material there to write this book. And she worked day and night, really worked hard on it, delivered it to the British Museum where it was going to be published. And she did that at the end of July 1937 and came back for a well-deserved holiday. Unfortunately, she'd always had chest trouble all the way through her life. She developed pneumonia and sadly died on the 9th of August 1937.
But if we were to take anything out of that, the work was there and the work has been carried on, and we've learned so much from it.
We really have. In the 1970s, one of my predecessors in the library went round and spoke to her sister, and fascinating things that came out. So she did her original degree in botany and physics, and she was taught by Ernest Rutherford at Manchester University. Now, they died in the same year as well, but I mean, how fantastic is that? That level of scientist came to work here.